It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's gotta be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy. So welcome to Resin Mastery, exploring iCoat epoxy. I'm Ian, and I'm going to be one of your hosts taking us on this journey of discovery about everything epoxy resin. Rachel, it's great to have you as my co-host on this.
Yes, it's great to be here. I am so excited for all of the things we're going to be going over in this. And to you guys who are listening, thank you for tuning in. I know that it is the start, but if you guys stay tuned in, you will really enjoy and benefit from it.
I think they really will, because Rachel, we're going to be able to go back and forth with amazing guests, with people who have been proficient in this and doing it for a long time. So our listeners who may be new to it will actually understand how you can do flower preservation correctly. We've seen some amazing things done with weddings and funerals where they preserve in flowers. It's crystal clear, bubble free. And you look at this and go, how on earth do they do that? So we're going to be helping people understand how to do that.
Yep. We're going to have some people on sharing their stories about their own products and how they use epoxy resins. We're going to have some people who are, well, some of you guys who have shared your own stories with us, kind of highlight on that a little bit and just kind of go over all of the different things that you're able to do. I know I was telling you before about that charcuterie board that I saw. That was so cool. Kind of,
yeah, they're amazing. Pattern.
So much. And it was, you know, a conversation piece at this dinner party that I was at. And that was a key piece to that memory that we made.
Yeah,
it's we were talking about memories earlier.
About resin, it isn't just about the product. It's about the memories people make, the engaging with your friends, engaging with your group of friends, engaging with your kids. Christmas ornaments. I saw a family last year making Christmas ornaments together. Not just the memory of making them, then putting them on the tree. And then seeing granddad and grandma come to the house and be like, where did you get these from? We made them together. You know, that's
nice little memory.
Yeah. It's, you know, that's the special thing about life is when you engage in things that can make amazing memories, preserve memories, it's just a wonderful thing. I even had an occasion, an event as well, charcuterie board. They told me they bought it from Marshall's for like $10. They coated it. They did this ocean scene on it where one end were the cheeses and the meats, the other end, it was like waves crashing over. It looked incredible. And I asked where they got the idea from. They said they saw it on Etsy. They thought it was amazing. I told them that more amazingly, it's food safe, only stainless steel and epoxy, the two non-porous surfaces, perfect for food, easy to clean, no issue, use, reuse, like they're resilient. But it was just the talk of the party.
Yep.
Things like that are exactly what you want. You were telling me a little bit earlier as well about how you had a friend who was making jewelry out of these things as well.
Yep. Would make things like super cool designs using, you know, different kinds of mica powders, I'm sure, to get the metallic vibe to it. Yeah. But you can make so many patterns. You can layer it because it's so translucent. And after, you know, treating it and curing it, it's just perfect. Like you said, no bubbles, super awesome quality. And I've seen a few pieces, not even just made by them, but on the market. And you know, I'm like, wow, like you can really make this stuff yourself and it's totally customizable. So the versatility that comes along with it is super awesome. And it just makes it a lot more fun knowing that like you got to participate in it, you know?
Yeah. And for people who are doing this to actually make money out of it, there's a lot of people who are running businesses where they just buy their resin from quality suppliers, make the most amazing things. Mm-hmm. And then they're actually, that's their job. That's their full-time job doing this. What a joy to be involved in a lifestyle of work that you do because you love it. Okay, yep. I've got to ask you about this as well. You've become a passionate lover of river tables.
Yes. I just found out about them. I had heard about them a few times, and I was always kind of like, okay, river tables, like probably just like a type of something. But no, it's super cool. You know, like you've got the wood on the side with like the strip, and it actually does look like a river, like before my eyes. Like I love dioramas, and it very much gives me like classy diorama vibes. And
Right.
oh my gosh, it's so cool. I saw somebody recently make like coasters that kind of looked like grass textured, and like
Yeah.
they were really cool. And you could totally put that like on a river table and like make it like all come together to be like a little setup. But yeah, just super cool. The river tables, you can do them in so many different colors, like with the water. I've seen like dark, I've seen light. I've seen like, you know, different types of wood with it as well. Don't have to worry about putting cups on it
Not
either.
at all, right? Yeah, it's and those river tables, the majesty of those, especially when you see something that's maybe 6 foot by 10 foot, and you think, how on earth did they make that? You know, that's a big commitment, but it's a big return on the love you have for it as well, and the comments you get. And there are companies out there who that's what they do, is they make and sell those things, and they fetch a high price because they use an amazingly like old wood that's been correctly cut just to the right specs. It's got the amazing God grooves in it of how it's aged and in some areas rotted, and it's been, yeah, like you said, it's been sealed, and then they put color in it, and then they epoxy coat it with a casting epoxy, and it just looks fantastic. So many things. We're also going to interview some amazing people. We've got people who are involved in big companies who we'll be interviewing. If you're out there and you're a company who wants to be spotlit on the show, reach out to us as well. Subscribe to the show. We always want to hear from our listeners as well. You can hear the podcast on any of the outlets, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, iHeart, across the board. We're also going to have tips and tricks. You'll be able to learn how certain things are done, best practices, how to handle resin, how to clean up properly, also how to sell it, the distribution channels, how to, if that's something you want to do as well. Now, we've also got coming up Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year. So we'll do some special episodes for that as well, because it's always good to recognize holidays. And then you've obviously got this 365 days a year calendar where it's like National whatever day, right? And there's probably a National Epoxy Day out there somewhere, but it's like whatever.
I'm sure there is actually. Let me see.
Or a national like charcuterie board day, you know. So on days, things like that, we'll dive deep into those things. Are you laughing because there is one?
It's November 6th. We just missed
No.
it.
It's national, what's it called?
National Epoxy Day is celebrated on November 6th. Each year, it's a de dedicated day to appreciating the uses and innovations of epoxy and various applications from arts to crafts to construction. I can't believe we missed
So,
it. You know, I don't know if you guys celebrated it. I didn't even know until today. But hopefully you guys did celebrate National Epoxy Day. It was on November 6th. So even though we missed it here, I hope that you guys got to celebrate. And if you just so happen to go ahead and use some resin or epoxy on that day, good on you for celebrating it to the best of your ability.
I want to know, Rachel, what people do for National Epoxy Day. Is that a day you make something? Is that it, do people get online and talk about it? That's amazing. Like you think there's this 365 day a year calendar for everything. There's actually a National Epoxy Day on November 6th.
It's a day completely dedicated to the applications and various different uses that resin has, from art to crafts to construction, lots of different things. And I honestly think that that's super cool because
Yeah.
there's a day for everything, but that is going to be a day that I know a lot of people who, you know, have their own businesses or just enjoy crafting are going to be wanting to celebrate.
So I think we're going to have to plan for National Epoxy Day 2025 is we're going to have to do some kind of big giveaway for our listeners. So start subscribing so you can be part of that giveaway. And when National Epoxy Day comes, we'll have some big things leading up to that that we'll give you the links for in upcoming episodes. And there's a bunch of tips and tricks and best practices and ways to use it properly and safely we've got. And we'll point you to those within the upcoming episodes as well. We'll also put information in the show notes so you can actually find out more about how to prepare, how to clean up, how to do all the different things that you want to do with them. So this is going to be a great journey, Rachel. We're going to interview some really amazing artists, some amazing women, especially who are engaged in the flower preservation industry. They dominate it. And I know you were talking earlier about a wedding bouquet that you've seen encased, crystal clear, bubble free. And it's just the sort of thing that will be a memory that will last for a long time. I actually saw in a house once a coin table where they actually had all these coins laid out and they poured the epoxy over the top of it. And it sealed that into that table. And that was really fantastic to see.
Yeah.
So the ideas are a massive. We'd love to hear from you, our listeners, about different things you think we should cover on the show as well. And maybe even some special guests that we can get on. We've actually already got some amazing guests lined up who both deal in flower preservation, in river tables, in strategy, in ornaments, in tumblers. The list goes on. It's pretty amazing. And the greatest takeaway, and you and I were talking about this at the start of the show, Rachel, is the memories it makes. The way it brings families together and people together to just engage in a really good time in actually making different stuff. This is for all ages. Like, Rachel's a lot younger than I am. I'm a little more longer in the tooth actually doing this. So this is something that all age groups can do as well.
Yeah.
I've done it with my kids. I'm sure you've done it with your friends as well, Rachel, in it's like making different things. It's not difficult. It's easy to do. It's fun. And we're just going to have fun taking our listeners on this journey and introduce them to become proficient and master the art of working with resin.
Oh, yeah. And I'm so excited. Honestly, I can't wait to hear back from you guys about, like, first of all, what you think about, you know, the subject matter, but also joining in on the conversation, asking us questions, and giving us some of your own tips and tricks, just allowing us to all foster that sense of community together, I think is going to be something that is going to be the best thing about the show.
I think you just said something brilliant there, Rachel. Community. That's right. This isn't someone grabs the knowledge and runs and hides in a hole that we all share. And this is what makes it beautiful, is when all of us as people can get together and share something beautiful, share something that brings people together. That's just going to enrich lives, make them have more fun doing it. Like we said, it's all about creating memories. And this is going to be the fun journey that we're going to be on together. So, Rachel, I'm so excited to have you as my co-host on this.
Me too.
I couldn't imagine having more fun with this. And it's going to be great to see how we get interaction. We get guests on, we give tips and tricks, and we learn and also provide information to people.
I honestly just can't wait to see what these next few episodes bring into my life. Definitely, it's just going to be such a good and wholesome experience, in my opinion, hearing from you, Ian. I know that you're probably going to be having some work that you're going to do, or some ornaments maybe you're going to make with your kids. And
yeah, we're already ready for Christmas with ideas of things that we're going to do. And again, it's about preserving those memories as your kids like get ready to leave the nest and their age. That's what life becomes. The rooms become empty, but the memories remain. So that's going to be a big one. So subscribe, join us on this journey. We're really excited to see you on Resin Mastery, Explore and iCoat Epoxy. Love to hear from you. So until next time, we'll see you again.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.